shoe shopping should be fun and full of surprises. DSW has never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices. From sneakers to boots and everything in between, DSW makes it easy to discover the styles you love and maybe even a few you didn't expect. Whether you're shopping in-store or online, you'll always find fresh looks at prices that make sense. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, and welcome back to Fortitude First. You know that feeling when your inbox is exploding, notifications are pinging like crazy, and you just feel this constant hum of, well, chaos? Yeah, me too. We live in a world where certainty feels like a myth, and sometimes, it's hard not to get swept up in the anxiety of it all. But what if I told you there's a way to find peace amidst the storm? A way to cultivate inner calm even when the outside world feels like a hurricane. That's exactly what we're diving into today on Fortitude First. Because, let's be real, life throws curveballs. Big ones. And learning to navigate those with grace and resilience, that's where true strength lies. Now, I'm not saying you need to become some Zen master who meditates on a mountaintop though, hey, if that works for you, go for it. This is about finding practical ways to cultivate peace in the everyday hustle. It's about training your mind to find stillness even when the world around you is anything but. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you start weaving peace into your life. 1. Acceptance is your superpower. Ever notice how much energy we waste fighting things we can't control? Newsflash. There are a lot of things in life that are simply beyond our grasp. Accepting this, and I mean truly embracing it, not just pretending, is the first step to finding peace. It's like letting go of a tight grip on a rope that's constantly slipping through your fingers. 2. Focus on what you can influence. Instead of getting bogged down by the uncontrollable, channel your energy into things you can influence. Your actions, your thoughts, your attitude, these are all within your power. Think of it like a garden. You can't control the weather, but you can choose what to plant and how to nurture it. 3. Mindfulness is your meditation. You don't need hours of silent contemplation to be mindful. It's about being present in this very moment, truly noticing your breath, your senses, your surroundings. Try it right now. Take a deep breath in, feel the air filling your lungs, and exhale slowly. Just that little bit of awareness can make a world of difference. 4. Cultivate gratitude. It's easy to get caught up in what we lack, but shifting our focus to what we do have can be incredibly powerful. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things, big and small. A warm cup of coffee, a sunny morning, a kind word from a stranger. These little sparks of joy can add up to a whole lot of peace. 5. Find your rhythm. We all need downtime. But in our busy world, it's easy to skip over self-care. Make time for activities that recharge you: reading, walking, listening to music, spending time with loved ones. This isn't selfish, it's essential. Think of it like refueling your car you wouldn't drive on empty, right? Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this: you're at work, the boss just dropped a huge project on your desk, and emails are piling up faster than you can delete them. Your mind starts racing, stress levels are soaring. Sound familiar? But here is where those Stoic principles come in handy. Instead of letting panic take over, you take a deep breath, remind yourself that this is just one challenge, and you've overcome tough situations before. You focus on what you can control. Prioritizing tasks, breaking down the project into manageable steps, and communicating with your team. By choosing to be present and proactive, you find calm amidst the chaos. And guess what? You actually start feeling a sense of accomplishment instead of being overwhelmed. See what I mean? It's not about ignoring the storm, it's about finding your anchor in it. So, remember this. Peace isn't an end destination, it's a practice. A daily commitment to cultivate stillness within, even when the world is spinning around you. Now go out there and make some peace. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who needs a little dose of calm in their lives. Leave us a review, tag us on social media, let's build a community of fortitude together. Until next time, keep it stoic, my friend.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.